This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
In his 70s, the Illinois Department of Public Health and the Macon County Health Department have identified 353 variant COVID-19 cases in Macon County. Thus far, there have been 7 variants found in Macon County. Macon County has now had a total of 14,298 since the start of the pandemic. Support natural areas and wildlife by riding your bicycle in Prairie Petal. The Macon County Conservation Foundation will hold this annual bicycling fundraiser event on Sunday, September 26th at Rock Springs Conservation Area. This fundraiser supports natural areas and wildlife in Macon County. Healthy natural areas are vital to our community. They help ensure we have clean air and water, space for wildlife, and they are part of our community's way of life, offering hiking, fishing, wildlife viewing, and many other forms of outdoor recreation. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
He's still missing. She may not be. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Human remains found in Wyoming appear to be Gabby Petito, a 22-year-old woman who disappeared during a road trip with her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. Police say they do not know where he is now.
The parents of Brian Laundrie released a statement through their attorney. It reads, quote, "The news about Gabby Petito is heartbreaking. The Laundrie family prays for Gabby and her family." This, of course, coming as law enforcement desperately tried to track down Brian. Nearly half a dozen agencies have zeroed in on the 25,000-acre Carlton Reserve. They spent the last 2 days navigating tough and muddy terrain with ATVs, drones, and canines, as police say he could possibly be a danger to himself.
Fox's Charles Watson in Northport, Florida, where the fiancé had been staying at his parents' house. The French President Emmanuel Macron says he plans to speak with President Biden soon about a new military alliance, not including France.
France is understood to have cancelled a meeting between its defense secretary and her British counterpart. It's the latest indication of French anger after the US, Britain and Australia announced a new security alliance. The pact saw Australia scrapping a contract to buy French submarines.
Fox's Simon Owen. The 24-year-old grandson of Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson is shot and killed. It happened last night at an intersection on the east side of the city. Frank Q. Jackson had been arrested several times, pleading not guilty of felony assault 2 months ago. At the Emmy Awards.
The Crown picking up 7 drama awards, including Best Actress for Olivia Colman, who paid tribute to her late father. Sound courtesy of the Television Academy and CBS.
Because I'm very teary. I wish my dad was here to see this. So, I lost my daddy during COVID, and he would have loved all of this.
Ted Lasso won 4 awards and Hacks 3. Lasso's Hannah Waddingham thanked her co-star and fellow Emmy winner, Jason Sudeikis.
You've changed my life with this.
Mayor of Easttown picked up 3 awards.
Fox's Michelle Polino. America's listening to Fox News.
For eligible individuals 18 or older only, not available in Oregon or West Virginia, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you'd might expect. The best hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Ah, you people at Lively are wonderful.
With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Now get $100 off your hearing aids when you go to listenlively.com/radio. That's listenlively.com/radio. listenlively.com/radio.
President Biden's approval rating is down again in the latest Fox poll, and his pledge to be a uniter isn't working out.
The survey among registered voters that show a majority of people do not feel the country is united now as it was when he took office. Only 37% of those surveyed say it's more united now than it was back in January. And that's really stunning when you consider the tense political climate that we had after the 2020 election. We also got a look at where the president's job approval rating is right now. It shows that 50% of people believe that the president is doing a good job in office, 49% disapproving, and we have seen those numbers tick down pretty much all summer long.
Fox's Mark Meredith. 8 people are shot and killed at Perm State University in Russia. 24 are reported to be hurt, and a gunman is in custody. A volcano eruption has 5,000 people evacuated from one of Spain's Canary Islands off northwest Africa. No one's reported to be hurt there. There's lava in a town near the volcano, but it's mostly moving through an unpopulated area, we're told. It was a rough Sunday for NFL quarterbacks, with four forced off the field.
The Miami Dolphins, Indianapolis Colts, Chicago Bears, and Houston Texans will all be closely watching the status of their quarterbacks this week. For the Dolphins, Tua Tagovailoa suffered a rib injury in the first quarter of a 35-0 loss to the Bills that saw him carted off the sideline and unable to return. In Indianapolis, Carson Wentz's injury woes continue as he suffered an ankle injury in the fourth quarter of the team's loss to the Los Angeles Rams. The Bears may start the Justin Fields era earlier than anticipated after Andy Dalton suffered a non-contact knee injury in the second quarter against the Cincinnati Bengals, and Texans quarterback Tyrod Taylor sustained a hamstring injury that kept him out of the second half of the matchup with the Cleveland Browns. Ryan Mayer, Fox News.
There are two tropical storms in the Atlantic, Peter and Rose, the 16th and 17th named storms of the season. Only two seasons in the last 55 years have had more. Neither is expected to affect the continental U.S. Peter could bring heavy rain to Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, though. Another system off Africa could develop into a tropical depression or storm later in the week. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Hey. Good morning. Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today, we've got a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. It'll be cloudy, then mostly sunny with a high of 84 the rest of the way. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a chance of heavy rainfall, low of around 63. For Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms, some of the storms with heavy rainfall and a high of 72. And then Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 72 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday, September 20th edition of Byers & Company. Kevin Berhaney joins us in studios. We'll visit with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. We'll tell you about an event for the Hispanic community coming up a little later this week. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Monday. Hope you had a great weekend and having a great start to your week as we are ready to go. I don't know where the year is going. I mean, honest to God, it is literally, we're heading towards the end of September.
That is true. It is the end of September and we're in the final quarter of the year.
Yeah.
I live my year in quarters.
Well, no, I mean, most businesses do. We're getting ready to go into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, in the fourth quarter is kind of the crunch time. But I will tell you this. 2020 was a year that you couldn't wait to get over with. 2021 is better than 2020, but not a whole lot.
No, it really is a lot of the same old happening this month. We've got a lot going on. The mayor will be with us a little later today. There have been 11 people in our community die in the last week or so of COVID-19. People of all ages. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we had a couple of women in their 40s, a woman in their 30s, pass away. You know, we've talked about this now for more than a year. That's not going anywhere. The hospitals are strained completely.
Yeah, and I suspect most, if not all, are not vaccinated. That's an assumption, but
it's not an assumption. If you look at HSHS or Memorial Health Systems, you can go to their website. There's a dashboard talking about the hospitalizations versus vaccinated versus unvaccinated, and it's 99%.
Yeah, and that's why I said it, because I heard the hospitals have a lot of COVID patients, and the ones that are there are not vaccinated. And on the way in, I went by DMH, and I saw the sign. It says, get vaccinated, wash your hands, wear a mask. It's the same things we've been saying for almost 2 years now. And it is the way it is. And those who have been vaccinated are so much further better off than those who refuse to be.
And it goes on and on and on. And we'll have more on that a little bit later in the program with the mayor of Decatur, as we have vaccinations available, widely available and free. Copays are out. The insurance companies are back to charging full boat. And what does that mean for healthcare costs for people who do get COVID?
Well, I mean,
I should say copays are back. There were a lot of things during the 18 months of this last year trying to give people an ability to get through financially. And this is costing the healthcare industry something like $5.7 billion in the last year. You know, you deal in these land of numbers. You know, what does all this mean as we get back to normal as far as, you know, rent being due and unemployment benefits, you know, running out and all of the other things that have been there as a stopgap measure for people over the last 18 months?
Well, in the insurance business, it is a matter of numbers. If the claims are going up, the premiums are going up, or you figure out ways to copay in ways of percentages or in large deductibles. So the insurance business is a business to make a profit. And if they go a year or two without a profit, they'll figure out a way to adjust so that they're making it. It is, it's just no secret. And the government's totally different. The government just gives money where money is needed to get people through in a crisis, particularly during the pandemic. But that's not going to last forever. And it has residual effects. The more the government does that, the more it affects our economy in other ways. I was flying into St. Louis yesterday, and at the end of the flight, the Southwest flight attendant made an unbelievable appeal for flight attendants. They were saying that Southwest is looking for flight attendants and will take you at any age. That's what the lady said. She says, you can even look like me. And she was a middle-aged lady. I mean, it shows you that businesses need employees right now.
The two-thirds of the world's businesses. I mean, not just here in the U.S., not just here in Decatur, Illinois, but across the entire globe.
Yeah, that's a worldwide problem. I think our country responded pretty impressively, and as far as our federal government is concerned, in crisis management from the very beginning to Operation Warp Speed to even now with the unemployment benefits still continuing, but running out. But we got to get back to normal eventually. Gradually, and I think that's what we're doing. But I think there's going to be some boomerang effects from all this money being handed out. People are going to be used to not getting it anymore, and they got to get back to the real world of living within their means.
All right, you guys were on vacation this past week. It looked nice. I saw a lot of Megan's stuff on Instagram. Where were you, in Georgia?
Yeah, we're in Sea Island, Georgia. A place called the Cloisters. I went there years ago and said, boy, someday we need to bring our family here. And last week was that day. We brought them down there last Sunday, got back yesterday. It was a great family vacation, all 13 of us. Had something for everybody. We had golf, there's tennis, there's a great swimming pool and a beach. And what more do you need with a bunch of little kids and
13
adults?
13 of you?
Yeah, there's 13 of us.
Nick, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Everything sounds like really off and very low today. No?
We're up higher than usual.
Okay. I was looking at the pictures. It looked beautiful. What was the weather like?
Oh, we had great weather. We lucked out. You know, because those tropical storms were coming up from the south, I guess, Texas. We were expecting at least 2 days of rain. We didn't get them. They came overnight, actually. So we just really lucked out. Had a great time. It's amazing when you have 13 and three of them are infants. Those hour-and-a-half dinners can get really long for a kid. And I was amazed how well they behaved. But I did a lot of walking the hotel lobbies and multiple floors with little kids to keep them satisfied. And I enjoy it.
All right. We are just weeks, as hard as it is to believe, away from the 20th annual WSOY Community Food Drive. As we look at the calendar, I mean, you've basically got all this week, all next week, and then at the end of the third week on October 8th, we're ready to go.
Yeah, luckily we get a little more breathing room because October starts on a weekend, so we decided to move back one more week, so in the first full week of October. But it's not too early for people to start planning for it. We really, really would like the financial gifts this year because of COVID still continuing on. Last year worked so well that we have that purchasing power with the food bank in Springfield, so it's better off just to have the cash and leverage a dollar the way we can leverage it over there. Was it like 20 cents a pound for food?
Absolutely. 19 cents, as low as 19 cents per pound. And there is a Venmo. There's all kinds of ways. You can go to nowdecatur.com and just click on the 20th annual WSOY Community Food Drive and figure out a way to give. Certainly you can write a check. You make a credit card donation. You can do it through Venmo. And I want to thank the United Way. I know that the portal was up. They were looking for volunteers for that day. Not as many volunteers as we've had in the past because we're not unloading and loading food. So that helps. But if you want to be a part of it, I would highly encourage you to get to the United Way website, uwdecatur.org, and sign up because that window will not be open very long.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting the way the food drive has evolved. The first year, we were literally begging people as they walked out of Kroger to give us a can of what they bought so we could hit 25,000 pounds of food is our first year goal, and we hit 35,000. Man, that was like a three-day event or a two-and-a-half-day event.
It was 1.5 days, but
seemed like
there you go.
A month.
Yeah.
But it was cold, and now, you know, it's evolved to everyone's used to this, and we've got a relationship with the food bank, and we can get three times the amount of food for a dollar than we could back in the first, and it's really taken on an incredibly efficient life.
No doubt about it. Just check out nowdecatur.com. We'll take a quick break, back with more. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today, we've got a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly up until around 2 p.m. It's going to be cloudy to start, then sunny later with a high of 84. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a chance of heavy rainfall, low of around 63 and wind gusts as high as 24 miles per hour. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms, some of the storms with heavy rain, high of 72, and Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. Current temperature of downtown Decatur, 72 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:18. This look at your weather brought to you by Staley Credit Union, celebrating 91 years of service.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Millikan University invites high school and transfer students to a campus visit day on Monday, October 11th. Come see for yourself what a Millikan education is all about. Attend a campus visit day to learn about admission criteria and important deadlines, academic programs, financial aid and scholarships, and see how you can get involved in athletics, Greek life, and student organizations. Experience the Millikan difference on Monday, October 11th at a campus visit day. Register at millikan.edu/visit.
SIU Center for Family Medicine in Decatur is now accepting new patients. They offer family, pediatric, geriatric medicine, and women's health OB and lactation services. SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur is a FQHC facility and accepts many insurances. They provide quality, knowledgeable care for not only you, but your entire family. Call today and become a new patient where they go the extra step for your health care. SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur, 872-3800.
We all have dreams. A fulfilling job, a great place to live, a sense of pride and accomplishment. But for many of us, these dreams simply can't be fully achieved without additional education or training. I'm Tony Holly of the Community Foundation of Macon County, and we're here to help you achieve your goals and reach your dreams. So we've expanded our scholarship program to include adult and non-traditional students. This program is specifically for Macon County residents aged 24 or older who have interrupted their schooling for at least 3 years after graduating from high school or after earning their GED, and help them in achieving a two-year, four-year, or a master's degree, as well as vocational training at Richland Community College and or Millikan University. To apply by the November 1st deadline, go to MaconCountyGives.org, or for questions, call us at the Community Foundation at 217-429-3000. Again, that's MaconCountyGives.org. 217-429-3000. We're here to help you jumpstart your path to your exciting next chapter.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday. Good morning and welcome. The September 20th edition of the show, and we are ready to go. Community Food Drive coming up on October 8th. The mayor will be with us about 40 minutes from now. We'll visit with Mark Tupper. Dr. Z will join us from Richland Community College a little bit later today.
And so Richland has a new agricultural center.
Yeah, they had that building that they were showing off at the Farm Progress Show, which is pretty amazing what they're doing out there to basically build buildings. They just lift them up. I mean, it's amazing. You don't have to put people on the roof.
Well, Richland's kind of back at it. You know, during the pandemic, everything seemed to go on pause, but they've got some pretty neat facilities out there, and they're going pretty strong.
All right. I didn't watch any of the Emmy Awards last night, and we'll get to Nick and I will give you, because you probably didn't either, given the ratings of shows like that over the last couple of years. But we'll give you the list of the winners. My favorite, Ted Lasso, did snag a couple. I think HBO was up for like 130 Emmys. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, Ted Lasso at least getting three.
Well, on Apple, yeah. HBO
130.
Had like, yeah, that's insane.
Exactly.
Just hear where Seth Grogan, though, came out and really panned the organizers of the event. He was, I guess, the MC, but he was up behind the mic. That's all I saw. And he was saying, hey, I wouldn't have come here if I knew we were going to be in a big tent. There were no masks being worn. There's such a hypocrisy going on, I think. And they're totally confined in a tent. And he was really railing about that.
I don't know. Was Cedric the Entertainer said that attendees had to be vaccinated to attend. So there were some, when you say there's no protocols, I don't know. You know, everybody right now seems to be just sort of in one of these modes where you're vaccinated or you're not vaccinated. And you start there. There's that line right down the middle. Then everybody who's not vaccinated is like bending over backwards to get a picture of somebody doing something outside the rules that has been vaccinated. We see this all the time here. And I don't know where we are as a country. I mean, I don't get it.
No, it's
42% in Macon County.
No, well, I mean, the vaccination thing, We live in freedom, and you have a choice to do a lot of things. But when it comes to public safety, I don't know why this is any different than any other vaccine that we have to take.
You're in the insurance business, right? You know, if I buy car insurance and I drive 50 miles over the speed limit and I cause an accident, there are repercussions.
Yeah, but, you know, when they changed that law years ago, probably 20 years, that you had to buy liability insurance in order to drive a car, well, you wouldn't believe the amount of people that didn't buy it. Now, there were lines out our doors. And then we found that they buy long enough to get their license mm-hmm. approved, and then they drop it. So there's a lot of irresponsible behavior going on.
Right, but you are required to have insurance to drive a car.
You are required.
Yeah. You're required to wear a seatbelt. You're required to drive the speed limit. You can, you know, push that if you want, but if a cop is on the side of the road, he's going to pull over and write you a ticket. I mean, we have basic things in life that are required for the safety of others.
Right. And I don't think this is a political issue. I mean, a pandemic's a pandemic. We don't need any more evidence that it kills. Or even to get really sick, why would you want to have to go through 14 days of that? That just makes no sense.
And some people are going through a lot more than 14 days. They're going through months and months.
Absolutely.
29-year-old woman over the weekend in Kentucky, you were just down south there, buried in the church she was supposed to be married in 2 weeks ago. Hmm. Or the funeral took place.
A young woman.
Yeah, 29 years old. And she was worried about these fertility issues. You got Nicki Minaj, you know, jumping in on this to her 28 million social media followers, exactly spreading, you know, misinformation and non-truths. And we wonder, I don't know about why people, and it's all over the place, pockets upon pockets upon pockets of people and why they think the way they do. But at this point, we're not going away. We're not getting rid of this thing at 42% vaccination rates. And we're not even close.
No, we can't get to that herd immunity that they talk about at those percentages. And it just seems to me the sooner people come to grips with getting a vaccine, the quicker we can get through this and get back to normal. I don't, to me, that's common sense. Maybe I'm missing something somewhere.
No, I don't think you are. 17-year-old Taylorville High School student died this past week. You know, right there, that's Congressman Davis's hometown. And the school superintendent was one of these anti-mask in school people talking about the tragedy. And I think to myself, don't you take any responsibility? I mean, you're one of these people fighting the basic things that we have to combat this thing.
Is a root cause, do you think, of people not wanting to get vaccinations outside of those who have special conditions? I can understand that a little bit better. But those people who just fundamentally don't want to do it, do you think it's because they don't trust our government like they used to?
I don't think it has anything to do, maybe, but it doesn't have anything to do with the government to me. I trust Tanya Hendricks. I trust Drew Early. I trust Teresa Rutherford. I trust every doctor that I talk to, every epidemiologist I talk to. What does that have to do with the government?
Well, I agree with that. I mean, that's where I come down on it. I don't know that I trust everything that comes down from Washington anymore. I think we're being manipulated a lot. But I don't feel I've ever been manipulated by my medical professionals.
I don't either. So what's political about it?
Because I don't know if they're listening to the medical professionals. I think they're resisting because they're being told to do something by someone that they didn't vote for, and I think that's ridiculous.
But this goes back before. Okay. I mean, this is. You go to the last big Republican PAC get together where they had everybody. I don't know whether it was in Las Vegas or wherever it was. And on the stage, they're cheering for Donald Trump, cheering that Donald Trump came up with the vaccine. And then they're cheering that we didn't hit our numbers.
Well, that's stupidity.
Well, I know it is. But explain that to me.
Well, how do I explain stupid? I mean, I don't understand why you chair not hitting vaccine numbers, and I don't think he was for that. But there's a certain part of the Republican Party, I'm sure, that doesn't feel like they're going to be told what to do. I think there's a huge part of the inner city that doesn't feel that they don't trust the government. They're not trusting someone because of past history. And
The largest group in America today not vaccinated are white evangelicals over the age of 40. It's the single largest group not vaccinated.
Is that percentage-wise or population?
That's population.
Okay. Well, I still... All right. I think I'm not debating that they're part of the problem. But I think there's more than one set of people that don't trust someone or that feel like they're not going to get vaccinated. And why are there so many healthcare workers that don't get vaccinated?
You tell me.
I mean, that's more amazing than anything. Who don't they trust?
We don't have time. We got to go to a break here before the bottom of the hour. 17-year-old kid from Taylorville High School, 17 years old. And the superintendent of that school district was one of the very first initially out in front of denouncing the mandate about masks being a violation of local control. And then he's talking about this horrible tragedy. I mean, I don't understand what he doesn't understand.
And the worst part of this is once you get COVID, the vaccine's not going to help you. No. You got to go through it.
We got to take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. Kevin Verhaeghe in the studios. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf will be with us a little later today. Dr. Z from Richland, a group of folks here planning a big event this weekend for our Hispanic community. We'll tell you all about that a little later today. Plus, we have tickets to give away to the Devon. Don't go anywhere.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The Macon County Health Department is offering a number of COVID-19 vaccine clinics for Macon County this week, including one on Wednesday at the Macon County Health Department from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. To see the full list of upcoming clinics, go to nowdecatur.com. Girl Scouts of Central Illinois presents Diamonds and Desserts, its signature event to raise awareness and funds in the greater Decatur area. This year's event will be held outdoors. Familiarity returns with the Flora Gym Sweet Surprise Wall, a cookie-inspired desserts competition among local chefs, heavy hors d'oeuvres, and the recognition of Crossing Healthcare CEO Tanya Andrix as the diamond honoree. They're also adding in new things like soft axe throwing and archery. The event will be held Thursday, September 23rd at the Country Club of Decatur from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Funds raised through the event will support local Girl Scout programs that teach essential life skills in STEM, financial literacy, civic engagement, advocacy, health and wellness, and the arts. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Pfizer-BioNTech just out with an announcement that their COVID-19 vaccine does work for children ages 5 to 11, and that it will seek authorization for this age group soon. It's currently only approved for those 12 and up. There's a mass expulsion of Haitian migrants underway from a Texas border town, where local leaders were pleading for help.
At least 12,000 Haitian migrants have been camped under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas, waiting for processing for days now, after wading across the Rio Grande River from Mexico. Many more are being blocked now by the Border Patrol from entering the U.S.
Fox's Anita Vogel.
The government has also begun flying thousands out. More than 300 arrived in Port-au-Prince yesterday on three separate flights. Six more flights are expected to arrive on Tuesday.
America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, we've got a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly up until around 2 p.m. Start off cloudy, then sunny later with a high of 84. Tonight, chance of rain and thunderstorms with heavy rainfall, low of around 63. For Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms and some with heavy rain, high of 72. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high near 70. Current temperature at downtown Decatur is 72 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:33.
Listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. We are ready to go. We have a busy week this week. The Diamonds and Desserts event is Thursday night at the Country Club. It is outdoors. I was happy to see that they have changed a couple of things, and they're going to honor Tanya Andrews.
Yeah, what an appropriate lady to represent the Girl Scouts and this community and be honored. She has risen to the occasion in a crisis. It's the best way I can explain it.
She always has. I'm always amazed at the people we have in our health-related, health-field communities. We have so many of them. They have been under siege.
Yeah,
for
you know,
19 months.
The crossing is where I went to get my vaccines and to get diagnosed with COVID. And I got to tell you, I've never seen so much pressure and handled so well by a group of people than I did at the crossing through both experiences. It's pretty impressive.
They have been from the very beginning, whether it's testing, now they're doing the shield testing, which is, you know, interesting in and of itself, and through the vaccines. I, too, got vaccinated there. I got the Moderna vaccine, not by choice, just sort of that was what was available to me at the time. And I think just reading what I'm reading about hospitalizations with breakthrough cases, that would be my choice if I were to pick the vaccine that I was going to get today.
Yeah, I mean, you've heard a lot about the J&J vaccine, good and bad, and now they're talking about
the difference between Pfizer and Moderna as far as effectiveness for breakthrough cases and getting sick or hospitalizations, and the Moderna seems to be a much higher guard. I'm just telling you that in regards to, you can go to Dale's South Lake Pharmacy or Dale's at Crossing and choose, and they have Moderna. I would get the Moderna.
Yeah, it's two shots, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
And they don't have a booster yet. I think it's close, but the booster's still a big question mark, I guess, now. So I would go with Moderna as well. That's what I did, and I feel like it served me really well and my family.
No doubt. All right. So back from Georgia, you're ready to go. We got a busy week here. We've got to celebrate Tanya on Thursday. Sue, of course, being one of those past Diamond and Dessert honorees.
Yes, we're going to have Stacy Lefebvre on tonight on Soy City Buzz to talk about Diamond and Desserts. It's a very, very traditional event now. You were past honoree. Shirley Stanley, Lisa Flora. I mean, there's just so many. Kara Emergent Huss, Julie, our Mayor Moore, and, you know, they've done a great job of identifying people in the community that have done some really good things, and most of them were Girl Scouts, and maybe that's where the roots of doing good community service started.
Absolutely. In fact, in the latest email that I got from them, I'm actually trying to show the blocked content here. There was a picture that Tanya showed shared with us when we were doing Operation Cookie Share of her literally in her Girl Scout uniform. And she said, you know, getting that badge, that first aid badge, was what started her down her career.
Yeah, you know, it's I'm conscious of that, Brian. Spending a week with my family and all my five little ones, my grandchildren, I'm more aware now, I think, than I was when I was a parent, maybe because there's so much more pressure as a parent, to be a good example to these young kids. Everything you do, everything you instruct them to do, might have a real impact on their life. And I watch my oldest right now, my 8-year-old Elizabeth. She is like a sponge of watching adults do things. And I think you need to take responsibility when you're around them to do the good things and right things. And you can count on the Girl Scouts to do that at every meeting, every project, every badge earned. And I think it's a wonderful support system to parents.
Tickets are $75 each. You can buy a table for $700. And it's Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Country Club of Decatur. And I know Flora Gyms, they do the big wall there where you can buy boxes that might magically give you some really cool stuff.
Yeah, and not to mention the desserts that are going to be there. They're going to have several chefs from around Decatur that will be taking the Girl Scout cookies and turning them into fabulous desserts, and then they compete against each other by you voting.
Yeah, and to be clear, I don't think they actually use the cookies. They are assigned a cookie, basically, and then they create a dessert that's inspired by that cookie. So whether it's this one or that one, and then they create an event. It's unbelievable, the desserts. I mean, we, meaning Sue and I, and in future years, Tanya and all the other great ladies you just mentioned, will be able to judge that night and sample all of them.
Yeah, but I seem to think those cookies are in those desserts somewhere.
No.
You got to be kidding me. All these years,
do you ever have any of them?
Every one of them.
Okay. No, they get literally assigned, or they choose a particular cookie. So
there's your lemon cookies up there.
Yeah, whatever it might be. So if you have the peanut butter sandwich, you are then assigned to create something inspired by the peanut butter sandwich cookie.
Which would be a peanut butter type of dessert.
Yes. Yes.
And I think we're splitting hairs.
No, we're not. You're saying they use the cookies. I'm saying they don't use the cookies. They use the flavor of the cookies as an inspiration to create a dessert.
Well, we'll find out coming this Thursday night. I'll show.
I've been a judge of this for the last 15 years.
And I've been a consumer of these for 15 years.
But that doesn't mean that somebody hasn't used one of the cookies before.
Oh, now we're changing our tune.
No, we're not. Okay. Let me go to where your wheelhouse is. Would you like to make a cash bet on this?
$5.
Okay. Because I've literally had them bring all of this to us, you know, literally the entire tray of all of the desserts. And this year it's the Country Club, the Decatur Club, Napoli's, Richland, and I'm looking to see what the other one is. Can't read it. The logo is too small. But six area restaurants that will be creating these desserts.
Yes, well, there's the difference between you and I. You sit at your judge's table and wait for them to bring you a tray of desserts. I roam from station to station, talk to the chefs, see the whole presentation, see where the cookies are placed. And I think I have more information about this than you might think you know about being a judge at all.
Next Monday, we'll see.
Okay.
Nick, put it on the calendar.
$5.
There will be an exchange of a $5 bill, one way or another. I'm pretty comfortable with the odds.
I think we're splitting hairs.
We are splitting hairs?
You are.
Okay. About them actually using the cookies versus not using the cookies.
Yes. Okay. I think the cookies are in their desserts.
Wait, I've had foam.
I'm not saying they don't use other things.
No, foam.
It's not just the cookie smashed up and fried. They use it in their ingredients to whatever they're making.
Okay.
They had all kinds of
Nick,
stuff.
Nick, you've been to the event, haven't you?
Yep.
And?
Hey, Nick, stay out of it because I don't want you to have to side with me.
I don't know
have to
for
spend
sure.
a week with Brian saying, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to side with Kevin.
I just don't know for sure.
Okay.
I'm not just saying that. It could go either way. I don't remember.
Wow, that's a very Nick position to take.
I just don't not remembering. Yeah, it sounds like me.
all right. Wherever you land on that particular argument, they have the Girl Power underway, and the money will all go to support the Girl Scouts and come out to honor Tanya. That's the main thing of the evening.
Stacy's on the show tonight, so I'm going to ask her to change the rules if I'm wrong.
Okay. That's playing fair. That's that good role model stuff you were just talking about.
It's, you know, what's unfair about it?
Changing the rules so that you're right? Yeah, can't imagine.
Well, I'm just going to clarify the rules.
All right, you do that with Stacy tonight. We'll see Thursday night when we get to the country club. What else is going on? Do we have a final weekend at the Devon Amphitheater? I mean, I know there's some events. We got Decatur's Got Talent coming
Prairie
up.
Prairie Petal.
Huh?
The Prairie Petals this weekend.
Yeah. I'm talking about the Devon Amphitheater.
Oh, okay. Last time I saw you was at the Devon, is at the jazz night. It was good to see you there.
It was. It was fun to be there and watch those great musicians.
Yeah, I was out of town. I didn't get to see Three Dog Night, but I bet they were awesome.
There were a lot of people. I gave my tickets to Debbie Bogle. She sent me a nice thank you. They had a fun time. She took her sister down there, said Clay, and everybody was fantastic to work with. I think they've got one more, right?
Diamond Rio's the last big one that's in September. And then they also have Platinum Rock Legends still to come.
Yeah, that's this weekend, though, right? Diamond Rio is Friday night, and Platinum Rock Legends is Saturday, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Platinum Rock Legends is like the grand finale. I think they
opened. They did the very first show at the Debonair.
That's how good they are. They begin and they end this season. And talking to Mike Wilcott, he just says he loves this group.
Well, evidently they played. If you go back 3 years ago, they had a kind of a sponsor party, like a soft opening. And they were the band that played that very first show ever at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. I mean, the very, very first performance ever. And they've developed quite a following, according to Mike, here in town. People love it because they do Prince, they do the Backstreet Boys. It's one of those costume kind of bands that kind of like do a lot of different genres.
Yeah, but they had so much personality to it as well. I mean, they actually act like, all the tribute bands do that. But usually the tribute bands are kind of one band type tribute.
Right.
And this band does.
They did a little
like
bit
four.
Of everything. Yeah. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, in 2019, they did that soft opening show for the sponsors and people, invited guests. And then they came back and did a show for the general public, which was really well consumed. So he brought them back. They planned on bringing them back last year. Clearly, there wasn't a season, which was a bummer for everyone. But they'll be the final act of the year as far as the official slate for the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater.
By the way, I believe we have tickets to give away tonight on Soy City Buzz.
Very cool.
For those. And for both events, matter of fact. And also, we're going to have Prairie Petal to talk about tonight on Soy City Buzz. Brian, you ride, or you've ridden quite a bit. That Prairie Petal is challenging. You can do a 20, 40, or 62-mile ride, and it's all around Macon County, two-lane roads that is well-designed. All starts out there, Rock Springs. It is a pretty impressive event.
That's coming up this weekend.
Yeah, that's on the 26th. So that's this weekend. And then we're also going to be talking to with Dan from God Shelter of Love on Soy City Buzz tonight.
Okay. Got a busy show?
As always. John West will be there, and the old crew is back together again.
Okay. You guys are a sponsor of Prairie Petal, right?
We are.
Yeah.
We have been forever.
And it is an interesting, bike rides are interesting because you don't really, it's not like a run, where everybody sort of starts at the same time and basically kind of comes in and finishes at the same time. It's just spread out. It's hard to see.
Yeah. And I've done that 62 miler and I found myself alone for a long period of time.
Are you riding this weekend?
I think I will ride this weekend. I don't think I'll do the 62. I'll either do the 20 or the 40, depending upon kind of mood I'm in come Sunday.
That's the great thing, right?
Right.
And as you said, $25 rider honor before Thursday, September 9th. So we're after that, clearly. $30 after September 9th. Riders on the 40 and 62-mile routes check in between 6:30 and 8. Riders on the 20-mile route may check in between 8 and 10. They have lunch beginning at 10:30. And everybody should be done by 1 o'clock. And that is a pretty impressive thing. I love the Macon County Conservation District. The foundation, of course, puts this on. It's a fundraiser for them. We have such unbelievable, the way they take care of everything here, to the green space we have to enjoy is amazing.
Oh, you're not kidding. And Rock Springs is tied into Fairview Park, too. The Park District and the Conservation District work together on connecting those bike trails.
I just saw they had replaced that bridge.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, that was all closed for a while, but I guess it's open now?
Yeah, I saw an Instagram or someplace where the workers had finished all that up.
Yeah, they did that in a hurry. They do a great job of maintaining that bike trail, and I know that they're working on expanding it. That'd be a good show. I think I'll get a guest on from the Park District to talk about where the bike trail is going to end up going from where it is now, because it is a great, great green space for us to have.
It absolutely is. And the Macon County Conservation District has unbelievable, not only Rock Springs Nature Center, which is amazing, which you mentioned, Friends Creek, Fort Daniel, the Griswold Conservation Area, Rock Springs Conservation Area, Sand Creek Conservation Area. I mean, there's a lot of land that they are in charge of, and people enjoy hiking. And
that's Sand Creek. If you want to go walk some trails, there's the place to go.
Yeah. I don't know that, honest to God, Lindsay likes it. I don't know that I've ever walked the Sand Creek or hiked any of the trails.
One time I did, I literally got
like 7.5 miles,
confused.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's big. And if you don't have a sense or a compass of where you're at, you'll end up at the other end of it, coming out on a county road saying, uh-oh, this isn't where I thought I was supposed to be. But I did that on a whim one day and really enjoyed it.
They have the horseback trails there too, right?
They do. That's really what it was designed for. But there's a lot more, I think, hikers than there are horseback riders.
You go off South Franklin and you can get to it. I might do that this weekend.
Oh, you'll love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Sand Creek Conservation Area, but the Prairie Paddle this weekend, you can still sign up. Support the cause, $30, and get your bike out and enjoy one of the... It's going to be beautiful this week, weather-wise, right? I mean, we're going to have, like, gorgeous weather for this weekend.
Yeah, you know, we've been... You know, weather-wise, I think this year we've been so fortunate. It hasn't been...
The hottest on record,
yeah,
ever.
But I don't mind the heat. I just like being able to get out and do things.
Yeah, but Saturday and Sunday this week, 73 and sunny for the high on Saturday, 77 and sunny for the high on Sunday.
Don't get any better than that,
no. Especially
in September, because you're never sure how cold it's going to be. But it sounds like a great, would you call that an Indian summer?
I don't know.
What is the definition of Indian summer?
Don't know.
I think it's a cool but not cold fall. Or maybe a warm fall.
That sounds like a phrase that wouldn't be like used today.
Nick, have you ever heard of an Indian summer?
Unseasonably warm, dry weather. Unseasonably warm.
Yeah. All right, so September being unseasonably warm.
I don't think 73 is unseasonably warm.
Okay.
Sounds about right, doesn't it? For September? I just hope we have dry enough and not too hot that we have fall. I want to see the leaves change. I want to see the colors. I feel like the last couple of years, our fall has been about 4 days.
Yeah, I agree. I don't even remember having a spring. It seems like
right from winter to summer, yeah. And then from summer to winter.
Right. So, I don't know. Maybe we're back to normal. Maybe it's just the normal fall, and I'm thinking it's something different.
I think it has something to do with first frost or what they call a killing frost. When it stays summer into September. I hope it does, whatever it's called, whatever the accurate phrases that we have a nice September, and more importantly, that first week of October.
You know, I know.
Because the food drive has had everything from snow to rain to formidable heat. We've had it all over the last 20 years.
You know, I've understood the full span of a day better than I ever have this year, because I've routinely gotten up no later than 5 in the morning to go out either run or walk 3.5 miles. And so I always have to look at the temperature to know what it is I'm supposed to wear. And I've gone through all four seasons now. And this morning I look at my watch. I didn't walk because I came here, but it was 73 degrees at 4:30 in the morning. That's pretty warm.
Yeah. By the way, the official definition, according to the U.S. National Weather Service, of into summer is actually warm, quiet, hazy weather occurring in October or November, meaning unseasonably warm in those 2 months.
Oh, so we're not even in that month yet.
But you were close. Right time of year, almost.
Well, I hope it's this way in October and November.
Yes, absolutely. I will take it. I'm not ready for winter at all. All right, one last break. Here is Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today, we've got a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's going to be cloudy to start and gradually sunny as the day goes on, high of 84. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with heavy rainfall, low around 63. For Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms with some heavy rain, high near 72. And Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 72 degrees, and your WSOY time, 6:52. This look at your weather brought to you by Palmer Tire, now offering Michelin and Goodyear tires.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Are you searching for a comfortable, safe, and secure environment where you can welcome family and friends? Eagle Ridge is the place for you. Eagle Ridge is the affordable assisted lifestyle community for adults age 65 and better. Enjoy your private apartment with home-cooked meals, housekeeping, and a gorgeous patio and courtyard. They also have a 24-hour emergency response system with nursing staff on call for your personal care needs. All this in a financial assistance program that makes Eagle Ridge affordable for everyone. Call 872-1282 or visit Eagle Ridge, 872-1282. West McKinley.
If you're not getting as much drill out of your drill, if your circular saw is making you dizzy, and if your Sawzall isn't sawing at all, it might be time for a new tool battery. Rex Battery has just the battery that will fit the manufacturer's specifications. We stock our batteries fresh so you get longer life and more power. You don't need to remember any part numbers or secret codes. In fact, you can bring your old battery in and we'll know exactly which one you need. We've spent decades dealing in batteries and know them better than just about anybody. Best of all, your battery is likely sitting right here waiting for you. No need to hope it gets delivered. No need to go to a chain and try to guess which one you need. If your projects are battery powered, Rex Battery can get it going. From the tiniest hearing aids to the biggest farm equipment, nobody knows batteries better than Rex. 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur. Rex.
During the midst of this healthcare crisis, you can continue to count on the trusted staff at Dale's South Lake and Coley's Drugstores to continue to bring you fast, friendly, and reliable pharmacy services. We encourage customers to utilize our home delivery service, curbside delivery, or our drive-thru window. Don't forget to download our free Coley's Drugs app to submit refills for your medication anytime. Our friendly staff can help you pick out Fannie Mae candy, cards, puzzles, or other over-the-counter items. Call us today at 429-5165 for all your pharmacy needs. We're friends helping friends.
Take charge of the years ahead with a smart, sound investment strategy and business succession plan. UC Bank's business and wealth management experts help you envision your best future with powerful insights and proven strategies. Building business and growing wealth since 1868, UC Bank, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, member FDIC.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday. By the way, Indian summer around the world in Ukraine and Poland, even in Slovenia, it's called Old Women's Summer. In Finland, it is the same. And Gaelic Ireland is known as the Little Autumn of the Geese. I like that one. It's my favorite.
Is it because they didn't have Indians over there?
Yeah, I don't even know what to do with that. In temperate parts of South America, such as southernmost Brazil, Argentina, Chile, and Uruguay, it's known as literally Little Summer. And across the rest of the world, they all have a name for it, but it all takes place in different parts of the year. But it means when you get a little bit warmer, a little bit later.
Well, explain, as you did during the commercial, why we call it Indian.
I don't. People do, because evidently it runs into our migration east to west into territories where Indians were, where it was later in the summer, still warmer than it was in the east.
Would you feel better if I would have called it Native American?
No, I don't feel
summer?
Bad about it at all. It's a phrase I just haven't heard for a long time. And we're not there in September. We're almost October. It's September 20th. We'll get the maybe, hopefully, spell of warm, quiet, hazy weather that occurs in October, November, and whatever it is. I'm rooting for it. I just don't. It's been a long time. Have you heard that phrase recently?
No. Not recently, but I'm aware of it.
Okay. And just means unseasonably warm, dry weather, which is I'm all for.
Well, in my business, I do a lot of work with construction companies. I insure a lot of construction companies. The longer the fall can go, the better it is for them to get a lot of work completed.
Absolutely. There's a lot of work being done.
I know all about Native American summers.
You think you're digging on me, you're not. I'm just saying it's also, by the way, the phrase related to Indian giver, which is something you probably shouldn't be throwing around either.
Kind of like my conversation I'm going to have tonight with the Girl Scouts.
Mm-mm. Not anything like it at all. All right, so we have basically this week a lot of events to get to. You'll hear about a lot of them tonight on Soy City Buzz starting at 5 o'clock. And if you can't listen live, you can always get the podcast at nowdecatur.com. We'll see you Thursday at Diamonds and Desserts.
Yes.
It's Diamonds and Desserts and then Diamond Rio back to back.
There's going to be a diamond week.
I mean, how often do you think something like that happens unplanned? Just completely by coincidence. I don't know who Diamond Rio is. Lindsay's very excited. I have no idea who they are. We'll take a break for top of the hour. The mayor will join us next. Say goodbye, Kevin. We'll be back with more.
Goodbye, Kevin.
Right after this.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported 25,956 new confirmed and probable cases of coronavirus disease in Illinois, including 285 additional deaths since reporting last Friday. More than 80% of Illinois adults have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose, and almost 63% of Illinois adults are fully vaccinated. Currently, IDPH is reporting a total of 1,590,342 cases, including 24,546 deaths in 102 counties in Illinois. On Friday at Dennis Lab School, Big Blue Backpacks announced they were extending their efforts and will provide for 80 students at the American Dreamer STEM Academy with food each weekend during the school year. This year, Big Blue Backpacks will serve 160 students with these meals.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.